I want to begin my remarks this morning by reading the text of a video that our bishop, the Right Reverend Kevin S. Brown, had posted on the webpage of the diocese this past Wednesday. It was picked up by the Episcopal News Service and spread around the church, and a number of people commented on it. And I want to read it for you. It was titled, Troubled Times. To my sisters and brothers, the news recently has been very troubling. Accusations of sexual assault against a Supreme Court nominee, a grand jury report against priests in the Roman Catholic Church for sexual abuse, and a prison sentence given to a once beloved actor and comedian, a prison sentence for sexual abuse. All of this very public conversation has heightened our awareness around sexual assault, and it has led us into a time of much needed and long overdue debate and conversation about sexual assault in our country. For many of us, the conversation is about someone else. But for many others, this is not an abstraction. This is a reality. The percentage of Americans touched by sexual assault is stunningly high. If you or someone you love has been impacted by sexual assault, I ask you to be kind to yourself, to take care of yourself. And if you have not before reached out for help, I encourage you to do so, and some resources that you might find helpful are the National Sexual Assault Hotline, the Crisis Text Line, and in Delaware, a hotline for Delaware Victim Services. What Jesus said to his disciples in the 11th chapter of Matthew is something that I carry with me and remember at times when I feel particularly disappointed or troubled. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Jesus is saying to us all, knowing full well that we, in this walk of life, carry burdens that are too big for each of us, and we're called to share them with our Savior, to share them with one another. I know I certainly rely on this word of Christ to embolden and to sustain me. And if this word helps you, then I encourage you to use it as well. The news may be troubling, but the good news is always certain. The good news that Jesus Christ will walk with us and will share our burdens each and every day of our lives. May the peace of Christ be with you all. Signed, Kevin, the 11th Bishop of Delaware. A copy of those remarks are available if you wish to pick them up on the way out, and also within that text are the hotline numbers and the other information, should you or someone you know need it. Well, perhaps it's appropriate that today's gospel challenges us to think about what constitutes healthy relationships. How do we value each other and not exploit persons for our own desires or personal gain? It all begins with a question from the Pharisees, who seek to drag Jesus into a discussion about divorce. You see, even at the time of Jesus, there were disagreements among the Pharisees and among others as to when a person might seek to end a marriage and under what conditions. We somehow seem to think everything is black and white, and in those days there was the one way to go, or we'll read scripture and say there's only one way this is to be done. There were great disagreements even then, and without going into all the detail, suffice it to say that there was no one clear answer. But But Jesus was uninterested in getting into a legal debate. He was instead concerned with the hardness of human hearts. The hardness of human hearts that lead us to hurt one another. He was concerned for the lack of honor that we show to the image of God that is inherent in every human being. So for Jesus, it is not a matter for the lawyers who phrase their questions by asking, is it legal or who's to blame? Above everything else, for Jesus, it is about seeking love and understanding, not using fear and blame. It is about examining our own faults and owning up to them. It's about supporting those who have been mistreated or dishonored or abused at the hands of others. The teaching in this specific episode centers around marriage, but in its larger sense, it is all about human relationships. Maintaining healthy relationships that can consume more of our emotional and physical energy than almost anything else. Nothing seems to challenge us like the ways in which we relate to and try to live with others. And when those ways become hurtful or domineering, well, we need to step back and examine our own words and actions. Even the best of relationships can have their challenges, in spite of the efforts that we put into them. And there's no magic formula that will ensure that all relationships will remain wholesome or enduring. In our heads, we know that meaningful connections, shared concerns, common interests, and loving exchanges are all important to the bonds that we forge with others. But when our hearts are hardened, when we fail to care for the soul within others, we're headed down a troubled road. There are some markers, however, to help guide us along the way to try to help on a more healthy path. To quote from the letter to the Colossians, they are to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. To bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances we may have against one another. It is to let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts, since as members of one body, we are called to peace. Members of one body. For you see, it is not just in marriage that we become one with another person, but rather there is the spiritual joining of souls as one in the body of Christ. In the body of Christ, we share the one bread and the one cup in the communion of our lives with our Lord. We are promised forgiveness and redemption, each and every one of us, by the self-giving love and sacrifice of our one Savior. We all share in the one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Therefore, when Jesus reminds us what God has joined together, let no one separate, well, it has to do with more than just marriage. It has to do with how we live with and relate to the rest of the human family. But please do not misunderstand what I'm saying. Any relationship that is not sustained by love, any relationship that becomes abusive in any way, must be either corrected or ended for the health of all concerned. For all concerned. A good divorce can contain more grace than a bad marriage. Furthermore, we must be there for one another when things go wrong. not blaming or assigning fault, but offering compassion and support. The issue we face is larger than trying to preserve, say, the institution of marriage or any other human relationship. It is ultimately about human beings struggling to live into the image of God in which we were all created. And that image can allow no intentional harm to come to another. The bishop's message was entitled Troubled Times. And indeed, they are. Although I would say there's trouble in all times of varying degrees. He also stated, however, that we are not without hope. To repeat what he said, the news may be troubling, but the good news is always certain. The good news that Christ Jesus will walk with us and will share our burdens each and every day of our lives. And I would add to the bishop's words, making that presence of Christ known to the lives of others is up to us. It is not about kind words. It is about kind and Christ-like actions towards one another. Whatever troubles we might face in life, may we never allow ourselves to be divorced from the pain of a sister or brother in our human family. For we all are one. I've spoken these words to you this day in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.